Hello, my name is Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald, and I'm your guest host here on Delaware State of the Arts. You're listening to us on 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. And today with me, I have my guest, Elaine Rice Bachman, who is the guest curator of the exhibit currently open at Winterthur Museum, Garden, and Library. It is Jacqueline Kennedy and H.F. DuPont from Winterthur to the White House. Is that right, Elaine?
Yes, that's correct. I'm delighted to be here, Michelle.
Excellent. So I know that your day job is not at Winterthur. You're actually the Maryland State Archivist.
That's correct. I'm speaking to you here from my office in Annapolis, but Winterthur is a place very close to my heart because I went to graduate school there. I graduated from the Winterthur Program in Early American Culture in 1993, and it was my thesis work on that in that program that led to this exhibition.
That's interesting because I was going to ask you what drew you to this position. So it's really sort of your baby, really.
It is. It's like my graduate thesis come to life, which might sound really boring if some people think back to what they wrote about for graduate school. But I happen to write about Jacqueline Kennedy's restoration of the White House. So it's a very glamorous topic and one that is really historically important for Winterthur because the Winterthur Museum was really a model for Mrs. Kennedy in embarking on her project at the White House.
Yeah, I have read that and I thought that that was so interesting. So I'm really looking forward to this exhibit. Can you tell us a little bit about how that relationship with Jackie Kennedy and H.F. DuPont came about? I mean, obviously she went to him to start the restoration of the White House, but tell us a little bit about their relationship and what's going to be reflected in this exhibit.
Sure. And it really is interesting. I mean, in 1961, when Mrs. Kennedy became the First Lady, she knew that she wanted to focus on the White House interior. She had a very disappointing visit when she was a child herself at 11 years old. And she knew that the place really could have more historical integrity. It just didn't feel like the home of America's president. And so in looking to how to go about this, she looked to Mr. DuPont, a man she had never met before. Their families were sort of in the same social circles, but he was nearly 80 years old at this time and had really spent his life collecting American decorative arts and putting them in his home at Winterthur, which he in 1952 turned into the first museum of American decorative arts. So in 1961, when she's looking to have validation for her project, really looking to the foremost expert in American antiques at that time to guide it, it's Henry Francis DuPont. So they had mutual friends, introduced themselves to each other, and in knowing that she could not embark on a project that made it look like just a housewife sort of redoing her house, you know, that would be politically untenable to think that there was going to be any taxpayer money spent on this. Right. She knew she needed to have a formal program. And so she was given very good advice to ask Henry DuPont to be the chairman of a fine arts committee, which would be a formal body of approval and advice for finding the appropriate furnishings and decorative arts for the house. And that is how they met. And it began a 2.5 year correspondence and many personal meetings where he collaborated very, very closely with her on every aspect of the project.
That's so, and Jackie Kennedy is such a fascinating individual. We're all obsessed with, you know, Camelot and our own, you know, royalty, as they say. So that connection between the Kennedys and the DuPonts is really something very American and very special and very connected. And I think, what do you think that she loved the most about what Henry Francis had created at Winterthur that she wanted to replicate in the White House or that she wanted to bring into the White House?
Well, what she really appreciated, I mean, she was a scholar herself. She was very well-educated. She was very learned in the history of the White House. She had very good advice about creating interiors that had historical integrity. And that's really exactly what Mr. DuPont had spent his life doing. He understood what fine American period furniture, where to find that, the value of that. She appreciated that he had really styled himself in his later years as an academic collector, someone who was not just putting things together for aesthetic reasons, but he really valued the social history of objects. He was founding really a scholarship in material culture. And that is what she wanted to do. She wanted to bring integrity to the interiors of the White House so that when a visitor walked in the house, they could see things that had an association with the president or the history of the house, that she knew that she was creating a backdrop that gave a gravitas to her husband's office and to their lives there in the White House. And she saw that those are the kind of interiors that Mr. DuPont had created at Winterthur. And he knew the dealers, he knew the history of objects, he knew how to advise her in doing this properly. And so it was really a perfect match in that way. And for a man who was nearing 80 years old, he really jumped into this head first and put a whole lot of his own time and the time of the curatorial staff and directors at Winterthur into this project. Traveled down to Washington very frequently. There are hundreds of letters between Mr. DuPont and Mrs. Kennedy in the Winterthur archives that I mined for my thesis and then, of course, used in this exhibition as well. And then there were many other players in addition to Mr. DuPont. She was working with some of the finest designers of the 20th century, Sister Parish, Stéphane Boudin, a French designer whose role was really rather surreptitious because, of course, you know, they didn't believe it would be politically astute to have a French decorator working in the White House. But in addition to Mr. DuPont, you know, there really were quite many, a lot of players involved, and Mrs. Kennedy really expertly managed all of them to get a result that was something that really surprised the American people. I think there was some skepticism about her when she became First Lady. She was very posh. She had this boarding school background. She spoke in this funny accent. And when she gave the televised tour of the White House in February of 1962 and showed off what she was doing and really gave this tour for the American people, it was like a history lesson from the First Lady, and people really admired her for what she was doing.
She really brought a special touch to the White House. She modernized it in some ways, but also, like you said, she made it into a museum of sorts or a something that had the gravitas of the presidency. And I think that's...
Well, that's right. She protected the interiors. I mean, the reason it was such a hodgepodge of furnishings when she moved in and what she saw as a child was because there had never been any protection for the furnishings. They were auctioned off. They were given away. So one of the first things she did with the advice of her Fine Arts Committee was create legislation that protected the interiors of the White House, established a curator's office. The first curator of the White House came from the Winterthur program, Lorraine Waxman Pierce. So again, this model of Winterthur being utilized in the White House and really turned it into a museum, yet still, of course, the home of her family.
Are there pieces from Winterthur that Henry Francis DuPont loaned Mrs. Kennedy? Are there pieces that were in the White House and maybe still are in the White House? I don't know.
Well, it's interesting. That's believed to be what she had first thought she might do, borrow from Winterthur, which was, of course, not going to be feasible. But she did borrow from several other museums early in the project, just because it was until she had funds and donations to acquire furnishings, she sought museum donations of things that had presidential associations. And we've been able to borrow some of those for our own exhibit as well. A mirror in the Mount Vernon collection that was once a part of George Washington's home in Philadelphia was loaned to Mrs. Kennedy, and it has been loaned to Winterthur as well for this exhibition.
That's
along with the really fantastic Empire period table that had once belonged to Jerome Bonaparte. It is in the collection of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, and it is also on loan to Winterthur. So we've tried to recreate in the exhibition vignettes of the green room, the red room, and the blue room, these three really iconic parlors, which were furnished in the Federal period style, the Empire period style, and the French Empire style. And so we're using objects on loan, and also things from Winterthur's own collection to sort of give an idea of what the period styles of these rooms were, along with a really tremendous loan of Scalamandre fabrics that show the designs created for the Kennedy White House in 1961.
That's very impressive. So I have to ask, what made you choose this for your thesis? It's a wonderful topic. It's the most interesting topic I've ever heard in a thesis. So,
well, I could hardly believe it. When I was a student at Winterthur, it was rather a controversial subject to take on as a thesis because it was unusual. Most Winterthur theses at that time were about period furnishings, 18th century chairs or tables or sofas or clocks. When I realized the connection between Winterthur and Mrs. Kennedy's White House project, which I had heard about my whole life from my mother, who had always talked about it and admired it and took me to the White House when I was a little girl. I thought, how wonderful. And when I realized no one had mined the archives to tell that story before, I couldn't believe my luck. And luckily, it was approved as a thesis. And it was one of the early, one of the first times a 20th century topic was allowed for a Winterthur thesis. So it's very gratifying to now be able to tell that story at Winterthur in this exhibition, because it's such an important connection that Winterthur has to this really intriguing time in American history.
Yeah, it's a very, as I said, it's a very American topic. And that's good for you. Very serendipitous of you to have that opportunity. That's great. So before we go any further, I just want to remind our listeners that you are here with us on Delaware State of the Arts. I'm Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald, and I am here today with Elaine Rice Bachman, who is the guest curator of Jacqueline Kennedy and Henry Francis DuPont from Winterthur to the White House, which is an exhibit that is available now through January 8th, 2023 at Winterthur Museum, Garden, and Library. You're listening to Delaware State of the Arts here on 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. So, Elaine, when we go to this exhibit, which I cannot wait to go to now, I'm very excited about it. Tell us what we're going to see. Tell us what your favorite parts of the exhibit are. Maybe little things that we should look for, little you know, carrots that we should find.
Sure. Well, in putting the exhibit together, I always knew that at the heart of it would be that television tour of 1962, because I think of all aspects of that, of Mrs. Kennedy's project, that was what touched the American people most closely. And I think it's what's really sealed her in the American imagination. So I'm very proud of the fact that when you walk into the exhibition, the first thing you see is a mannequin of Jacqueline Kennedy wearing the iconic red suit that she was wearing during the television tour. This is on loan from the John F. Kennedy Museum and Library in Boston. It is a reproduction of the suit, the one that they normally have on display that they graciously loan. So there she is with a backdrop of the East Room, a photographic image of the East Room, along with two vintage CBS television cameras were loaned from the Museum of Broadcast Technology in Rhode Island. So you just have this vignette that immediately places you in that time. Sure. And so I think that must be my favorite part of the exhibition. But then around that, in the first section, we really tell the story through archival documents of the formation of the Fine Arts Committee, Mr. DuPont's role, the many other committee members who were involved. We tell about the day that Mrs. Kennedy came to Winterthur on May 8, 1961. She flew the private plane up from Washington with two members of the committee and spent the day with Mr. DuPont touring the museum and wrote the most wonderful thank you letter to him afterwards. She was really the master of the thank you letter. And we have that on display, which is really touching. And then also in that section of the exhibition, we have borrowed video footage from CBS of the television tour. So you literally, you hear her voice as you're walking through the exhibition and you see the clips of the tour, which I think for some people, depending on the age of our visitor, they'll remember seeing that. For another generation who really only see Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis as this sort of style icon, they're going to see how much substance she brought to that style and how important that television tour was. And then we continue to tell the story of sort of the formation of the museum aspects of the White House, the hiring of the first curator, and sort of how objects were acquired. And then as you walk into the second part of the exhibition, it's when you experience the vignettes of these three rooms, which I think the designers, Charles Mack and Sally Warren Comfort, who designed the exhibition, they really brilliantly created these vignettes of rooms, which are smaller scale than the actual White House rooms, of course, but we have window treatments from each of those three parlors that have been recreated by Natalie Larson, who is an expert textile reproduction seamstress. So you're really seeing sort of the glamour of these rooms and how much textiles were a part of that, along with the loans from Scalamandre and the furnishings. And along with those vignettes are some of the archival pieces that relate to how the committee came up with the different designs and different styles, and sort of the push and pull of Mrs. Kennedy and her designers, which was is very interesting to explore. And also, as you walk through these spaces, you see that, like we might approach decorating a room, Mrs. Kennedy was presented with options, fabric swatches, design swatches, and you sort of see all these considerations that went into creating what ultimately became these very iconic designs for the room.
So she's sharing a little bit of her process there.
Yes, I think we're trying to show that, you know, this was always a collaboration, and some tastes won out over others. And this culminates in the blue room, which was really completely the design of Stéphane Boudin, who was the master designer for the Janssen company in Paris. And as well, we include in the exhibition some of the wonderful social events that occurred in the White House that the DuPonts were invited to over the years. So in the archives, we have wonderful ephemera of the invitations to state dinners and photographs of state dinners. Of course, the Kennedys really revolutionized entertaining in the White House. And so we tell that story. And then as well, we have a wonderful loan from the Kennedy Library of the fabric swatches and design boards for the private areas of the White House. The president's bedroom, the first lady's bedroom, the children's bedroom, all designed by Sister Parrish. So we have those swatches and those design boards as well. So you get a little bit behind the scenes of how they transformed their private living quarters too, because of course, this was the first time young children had lived in the house since Teddy Roosevelt in 1902.
So were you able to go to the White House when you were doing your thesis, or have you been since? I imagine you have.
Well, both. When I was writing my thesis in 1992, you know, that was the time before 9/11, and there was really a great ease of access to public buildings in general. And so I had wonderful access to curatorial files set up right down there in the China Room on the ground floor. It's much more difficult now to go into the White House, but I've had the pleasure of being invited a few times for events. And, you know, the last time I went, I was on one of those public tours like Mrs. Kennedy was years ago, but it was very gratifying because it's a much different experience now for people than it was when she was a little girl.
Sure. Yeah, that's great. I think so. We want to let everybody know how they can get access to this fantastic exhibit. They can go to winterthur.org to buy tickets for the exhibit. And it's running through the year until January the 8th. That's right. Is that one of the longest exhibits they've ever had at Winterthur?
Well, for their large exhibits, they do stay up for several months. So I'm delighted that there's so much time to see this. And in addition to the exhibition, which is in the galleries, the curatorial staff and the guide staff have put together a wonderful tour inside the period rooms called Walking in Jackie's Footsteps, where you can actually follow the same route that she did when she toured the museum in 1961. And there's some wonderful anecdotal stories about her experience inside the collection as well.
That's great. This is a really immersive exhibit. I really love this. You're really trying to take people back and really connect them to that whole project. I think that's really amazing. So you told us your favorite part of the exhibit. What was your favorite part of putting this together?
Oh, you know, it was working with the Winterthur staff. Yeah. You know, I have such a fond place in my heart for my time at Winterthur. It was such a special graduate program. I feel like it gave me my whole career. It really launched me. And so to be able to give back to the institution in this way and really celebrate this connection that it has with the White House, I've been surprised by how many people, even at Winterthur, really weren't aware of this close collaboration between Mr. DuPont and Mrs. Kennedy. So I think shining a light on that little time in history and bringing it to a wider audience is really very, very gratifying.
I agree. Is there anything that you found in putting this exhibit together, or even that you found in your thesis, maybe, that you were surprised by, or that you were just so excited? I mean, the whole thing is exciting, I'm sure. But was there something that you never thought you would find and you thought, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing thing?
Yes, it was in the archives, and it's photographs of her visit to Winterthur in May of 1961. You know, it was a very private visit. She eschewed publicity. This was meant to be a private visit with Mr. DuPont. He didn't allow any photographers on the estate. So we've always ever only had sort of one or two pictures of her, the same ones we saw year after year of her getting off the plane and also walking through the collection. So they're in the archives where they'd been all along, but they just must have sort of been buried, no one had found them for decades, were new photographs of Mrs. Kennedy in the collection, including her standing on the Montmorency staircase, which anyone who knows Winterthur knows this very famous oval circular staircase that is an iconic piece of Winterthur's collection. And there she is standing on it. And it was just like seeing something that had been, you know, resurrected, that I never knew existed. So it was thrilling to get to see that beautiful photo of her in that iconic spot at Winterthur reproduced in large format in the exhibition.
That's wonderful. I'm glad that you unearthed it for us to enjoy. That's really great. So you're going to be taking us on the tour, correct? You're the guest curator. Will you be on site when people come to this exhibit and see, or are you only?
Well, I'm only there occasionally since I work down here in Annapolis. I try to get up as much as I can, but you know, it's wonderfully self-guided exhibit. There are also guides at Winterthur who can guide you through. And of course the Winterthur guides will guide you through the period rooms. But I hope that it's something that people can go and experience and enjoy and spend time in. I hope that it really give people a new understanding of this time period. And if it's something that they remember from their own lives, that's exciting. But I know we're introducing Mrs. Kennedy and Mr. DuPont and this time in American history to a whole new audience.
That's true. And I'm glad you're bringing it up. It was such a special time, I think, in American history. So I'm glad that you're bringing it back for people to see and remember and relive. And I'm so thrilled that you put so much love and care into this exhibit. Thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it.
It is my pleasure. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you about it.
Yeah. So I want to wrap up by saying thank you to Elaine Rice Bachman, who is our guest curator for Jacqueline Kennedy and Henry Francis DuPont, From Winterthur to the White House, the exhibit that is showing now through January the 8th, 2023 at Winterthur Museum, Garden and Library. My name is Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald. You've been listening to us here on Delaware State of the Arts on 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Elaine, thanks so much for being here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks.